You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Hello, hello, hello. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz show for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Bing.
Episode 8, Scent of a Drag Queen. I am Jackie Borowski, and I'm here doing me. And across from me is...
Cameron Marston.
So my first thought when I heard that they were going to do smells for this episode, as an audience member... It's a visual media. So when you hear smells, I'm like, is there going to be scratch and sniff on my screen? Because otherwise, it's going to be a little bit boring.
Like I said last week, anal crevasse. Look for it.
I'm not sure that's a great suggestion. I kind of wanted, it would have been cool, though, if, because, you know, they have this whole Twitter campaign, if they did some sort of other campaign where you had to, like, buy a magazine or something like that, that had the scratch and sniff scents, because I am so curious as to what the scents are. And yes, they have, like, funny descriptions of the scents, and you see them picking out the pieces, but it still doesn't help you with smelling them. If it smells like butthole, I want to smell it.
Right.
Not, don't. Misquote me on that. This is going to be like cut and edited and then put somewhere else. So the entrance is now we have them entering from the previous episode.
Correct.
Where we're still talking about Roxy being left at a bus stop. And
which again we revisit and talk about how bad editing and splicing really, really was.
Yeah, I really just don't. That conversation was for last week's episode, and now that it's in this week's episode, I'm kind of like, it's kind of disjointed. But Roxy does kind of acknowledge that she picked on Jinx, but it still should have, it would have brought more closure to the last episode, I think, or Untucked or something like that. And now it also seems like if you announce that you want to win a challenge...
You're going to win the challenge.
That's what happened in the last two episodes. I was like, people should just come in and be like, oh, I haven't won a challenge yet. I'd really like to do that. And then they would win. The first challenge was Andrew Christian underpants.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was interesting. You know, I'm always interested in looking at body, yaddy, yaddy. I mean, the guys just kept coming in.
It was like a waterfall of men. And I was drowning in a good way. It was raining men.
You can see some of those men certain nights of the week at certain establishments.
Okay. But I still was, like, it was overwhelming. And you could tell the guys were overwhelmed. I would have... I mean, I don't know if the matching is even relevant in that. I mean, I know it's not supposed to be.
Wait, which guys were overwhelmed?
The contestants on Drag Race.
Oh.
They were overwhelmed by the guys who were coming in, and so they were not really picking out the underwear, which is, like, I guess that's the funny part, but you don't really see them matching, so you can't really compare who's doing well versus who's not doing well. So that was just, I guess, just the whole point of it was, like Rue said at the end, was just eye candy for straight women.
I just thought it was a little weird because... You know, if you've ever been to a drag show, they usually go kind of hand in hand with strippers or a strip show or strippers around the bar. And I've never seen a drag queen be overwhelmed or lose composure near naked men. So that was a little weird for me.
Do you think, though, that that's because they throughout the episode or throughout the season, this season, there seems to be a theme of like
celibacy?
You have them saying that we're deprived or feeling a little like caged in. You know, they don't, the only naked men they see week after week are or half naked men are the pit crew members. And not that they're not attractive. They're very gorgeous guys. But I think
maybe that could be it too.
I think part of it might be like cabin fever, like we're stuck inside.
We're pent up.
Yeah. Where people get random crushes in the 8th episode.
Ew. We'll talk about that.
Yes. So then they go on to the perfume challenge and then announce the perfume challenge, which I wanted to smell.
Well, the mini challenge, right? So who won? Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm tired of that
name. At least she won.
I'm tired of the way that name is said.
I am tired of the way, I love Rue, obviously, but I am getting really tired of the way that's said. I'm like, that takes up another, like, 5 minutes of the episode. That could be better used for something else.
And that
but
was
we
kind
knew
of
she was going to go.
That whole, like,
at the end.
Mini challenge was kind of hard to splice anyway, because there were so many men. So I kind of agree with Kenny, one of our special guests, a.k.a. recent hosts and past hosts, in that some of this stuff is wasted filler. Like, it could be spent, like, I could spend more time on runway or something. Not that I didn't enjoy looking at the bodies, but the whole premise of the game was a little wasted of time, for me. But anyway.
Do you feel like they should have done something else with the bodies? Like, they had, last season they brought in, I guess, like, straight men to dress them up. Maybe if they, I know, like, these guys probably, whatever orientation they are, they still could have dressed them up or something quick for that. I think that one
instead
fun.
Of dress them up, clean them up.
They should have had like a car wash instead of car wash. They could have a man wash. Take them outside, hose them down, rinse them off.
Yeah, so waste of space filler. So we're moving on to the perfume.
Yes, the perfume. Mm-hmm. I mean I liked their bottles. There wasn't really much to you know, they're, like, talking about it. They're picking it out. It's, again, for me, this whole portion until you get to the actual commercial was really boring because I'm like, I just want to smell it. It's hard to take because people like different things. It's hard to take someone's word for it as descriptive or as nondescriptive as they might be. I just wrote down things like, I like Roxy the way she decorated her bottle.
I didn't hate it. It was just a little weird. And I've never been a fan of atomizers. But I realized that because it's not a finished product, that's what they had to utilize to emulate the spraying effect.
I liked, though, that Alaska ends up picking, like, leather. And didn't she say she used real mud?
Or dirt or something.
Dirt or something like that. Yeah. And she makes all these weird scents. And to the judges, in the end, it ended up smelling the best out of all of them. Mm-hmm. And so, note to audience, if you want to make a good scent, you can add in dirt. Mud and dirt and maybe even sweat. I don't know. I liked the name of Jinx's delusion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was perfect. She's good at, like Rue says, you have to be good at marketing as well. And I think Jinx nailed that aspect where she marketed it for herself. She knew who she was marketing it for.
I think that Jinx is definitely...
We have a new person joining us.
Guest.
A special guest.
You don't have no special guest.
It's Toni Moore. Go put your mic on, girl.
Tell him to sit on the couch. There we go.
Yeah, well, you... It's only because the couch is new and you look really good on the couch.
No, the couch is not new. I use this one, Martin.
I made that couch with my own hands. I made it out of Andrew Christian underwears.
Talk, Toni.
Hi.
Welcome,
perfect.
Toni. We were talking about the perfumes and how I didn't particularly like this challenge because I wanted a scratch and sniff card with me to help me through this episode.
I don't know if you wanted to smell some of the stuff that they were generating.
I did.
I'm curious. If you're going to make a perfume, you know. And I know, you know what's interesting, too, though, is a lot of perfumes for celebrities are just marketing. Mm-hmm. So you have, you know, like, if you slap Kim Kardashian's face to a perfume, there's an audience for that will buy it regardless of how it smells.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that person.
Then
I want to smell the perfume.
You end up buying it from a bin at Ross or something after.
Oh, man. So,
well, let's catch Tonya. What did you have to say about the little mini challenge and your little...
Oh, we're at the mini challenge?
Boys in their baskets.
No, we're not, but we'll bring you there.
Where are we at since I'm...
We finished the mini challenge. Since I'm the special guest today.
We were at the storage room where everybody's talking about their perfumes and putting them together.
Oh, so we're past the mini challenge.
Yes.
Since Tonya is lounging on the couch.
Clearly.
Lounging with Tony.
Did you have any comments on our little package production?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Andrew Christian.
Me neither.
Not. I like his clothes.
Clothes, yes. Underwear, no.
See, if I was a boy, I would buy Andrew Christian clothes. I do buy some of the stuff in that store, actually.
His clothes are good. His shirts are good. His underwear are like what the Wonder Bra is to women. Mm. And I don't like that. I don't like being pushed up and out. That's rude.
For those of you that don't know that. Andrew Christian actually makes underwear.
I think this is performance underwear, though, not like daily wear underwear.
No, they're daily wear underwear.
Yeah, they are. And what he's referring to, if you don't know, for those of you, is a lot of his underwear comes with a, it's not a contraption, but it's an extra strap with usually a clip or those button things to give a different look for your packaging.
it's made weird. I don't know.
I was just telling Jackie that I thought it was like filler
space. I can't comment because I've never worn the underwear there.
I've only worn one pair, and it wasn't by choice, and I didn't like it. It was not a good experience for me. I did like the color, though. Mm. But I did like the mini challenge, the what you packing. Mm. It was an interesting
one. The concept, I think, was good. It was just a lot of bodies.
Well, it looked like it took long for them to do. I can imagine that it took really long.
They had guy after guy after guy coming in there. Yeah. So.
Although, and the first guy, he looked so awkward pulling down his pants. He did some slight half body roll. I was like, that's too much.
Well, I told Jackie.
They have to work on the presentation.
It just seemed like a waste of time for me. I could have spent more time with the runway or the video of them making their perfume videos or whatever.
You have to have a mini challenge, and I think it was nice to have, like, they always have a part where they do something with the boys, and now with this one, it was like boys on top of boys on top of boys on top of boys on top of boys.
I liked the amount of boys, and I liked that they were in their underpants. But...
Like I said, drag queens and strippers go hand in hand for some reason.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so now talking about backstage, do you have anything to say, Tony, about the comments that they on their fragrances when they were working on them in the workroom?
I really think that with this particular challenge, you had to have fun with it. I think you had to present you however you, whatever you are, that was the best thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like the whole, like with Coco, the Rue Animal by Coco, and she kept saying it in that kind of French kind
whatever
of way.
Whatever accent.
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't make it any more special. And I wish you had done something by Coco and not Rue Animal. We didn't need Rue a part of this.
Yeah, I missed the boat too, because when she was doing her commercial, it's like she didn't dress. I was expecting her to like dress like Rue or try and imitate Rue, because if that, she was talking in the workroom about Rue being the spokesperson. So if Rue was the spokesperson, then you think that's what you would do. Otherwise, like, just ditch that idea and then have it be Coco Animal.
And leopard on leopard on leopard is not cute.
It hurt my eyeballs. I did like the lion face. I just think that
the pit crew guy in the lion face?
Yeah. I just think that she should have pushed it farther, because it just seemed like, and then I guess in this respect I agree with Jinx a little bit. It's like you have this kind of serious tone to it, but then you have a person there with a lion face. So you're like, is this trying to be like funny, or is this trying to be serious?
And a lion face that wasn't even artistically pleasing, so it almost seemed gimmicky and kind of comedic, whereas her whole shtick is not that. She's not comedic in the everyday sense for me, so I was like, this is a waste of time and space.
And we know she can be comedic, but I just wish that it all coalesced together. It just didn't make sense to me the way it was put.
And then what we saw of the taping was she wasn't going for me. I didn't get any idea that she was going for any comedic feel whatsoever. I think right. she was trying to be surf body and be sickening and, right. you know, mug for the camera. But that, as soon as I saw that lion face or whatever, I'm like,
I think she thought she was turning it out and did enough. And, mm-hmm. like, she was offended that they didn't like it. But, I mean, come on, seriously. Like, your background is leopard. Your outfit, leopard. You have a leopard in your commercial. I mean,
that wasn't a leopard; it was a lion. Wasn't
whatever.
It should have just been a leopard.
It was a mask. But she looked amazing, though. Like, you know, her outfit was great. Her makeup was great. I liked the hair. You know, that looked great. But it was just too much. I feel like maybe if her background was of the jungle,
yes.
Or maybe it was just a plain simple background, or maybe if it was like a white background, like Alyssa had, like mm-hmm. it would have. It wouldn't have been
fine
as
with
bad.
The Sahara or like a desert in the back with the sun setting or something.
Something.
It was mm-hmm. crazy. She looked crazy.
Okay.
Moving on.
So Ivy, who brought her backdrop, that was New York, and then they said that's
no,
Tokyo.
That's Tokyo. It was clearly Tokyo. It was nobody's Times Square.
Wait, is
there
she
was
from
also
New York?
Katsukana in there.
How do you not know your own city?
Well,
if someone brought me a picture of Barcelona and tried to say it was Los Angeles, I would know. It was not.
Well, apparently in Ivy's case, she does not know.
And you could tell that, I mean, we knew that her days were numbered, and this episode, she was having a hard time with
well,
this.
Well, she just wasn't confident. She's always so unsure of herself. Like
she
like,
has that neurotic laugh that you don't like either.
And her perfume dress code, it was a great idea.
It was a good idea.
I love the fact that she unsnapped and she had mm-hmm. something
the
else.
The Wonder Dress.
Yeah, but I feel like she could have done so much more. Like,
yes.
You know, she could have, if she was just confident, it would have went a whole lot better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
I agree.
Because she looked the part in everything. But
she did.
Just wasn't confident
yes.
in it at all.
Exactly. And, I mean, even if you're selling something goofy or if you're selling something kind of last minute, you have to get behind that. Whatever yeah. it is, you know, make your decision and stick to it and, you know, just cement it. And that I think that, you know, as much as Alyssa's might not have worked, Alyssa always does that. Alyssa might throw out an idea that doesn't necessarily work, but she's like, okay, I'm going to stick to this. Like, this might be kind of crappy, but I'm going to stick to
this. She's a pageant queen. She fakes it so she makes
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Although I did think the My Secret Happens to Be a Little Bigger quip was funny. I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
I got it.
And then, right?
And then she, I mean, it was just weird to me because I was like, come on, you guys. You know the secret, like, is that she's a man dressed like a woman, you know? So,
it didn't land very well.
But I still thought it was a good idea.
Oh, me too.
Although I find it funny that Aubrey was calling her personality crazy.
Crazy.
How you, what? Pot, kettle.
I have something about the whole judge thing, but I'll wait until we get to that.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Okay. Detox, what did you think of Heroin?
Heroin.
Heroin.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was funny. And I loved her makeup outfit situation.
Yes.
Her what?
Her, like, dark lips.
Oh, yeah.
Her dress. I loved the whole thing.
I thought she did a great job.
I did too.
With that. I enjoyed it. And especially the end available at your local clinic.
Yes.
I thought that was fun.
I thought it was good.
But she was committed.
Yeah. Jinx, delusion. I thought, even though, like, I think it was Aubrey that was saying, like,
she was saying
your positioning was weird or whatever it was. I thought it was hilarious that she's, like, draped over the guys,
poor,
you know?
Poor Jason.
I know. Jason had his head in her crotch the whole time.
At least she was tucked.
But I did think that was hilarious.
Wonder
I
what fragrance that was.
Funny.
La Essence of Jinx.
But I thought that was funny. I thought her outfit was funny. She knows who she is, and she knows how to market herself.
Once I saw
Aubrey
climb on top of the couch, I realized that she was definitely doing too much for me. I think she was trying too hard to make a point with this, her little guest spot on this show. Like,
I think her personality, though, on everything, she's one of those people that is a high-key personality.
She's high maintenance.
Yeah, so wherever she is, she is like, I just picture a person who's, like, had way too much coffee all the time. And that's kind of her personality, wherever she is. Even if she's, like, at the supermarket buying grapes, I'm sure she's just the same way.
I watched one episode of her show that she had, and it was them in the dance studio, and Gil was talking, and she just, like, broke down, and woe is me, and wow, wow, wow. And I'm like,
oh, I did watch her show, too. I liked her music. I liked Automatic and Hitchhiker.
Oh, the songs aren't horrible. But
I think her eyes are pretty, even though they're like this.
I mean, you can see.
Anyway.
The eyeball impressions are cracking me up. Okay, so Roxy.
So Jinx. Well, Jinx's final product was definitely a lot better than what we saw in the prep for me.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to see the final products all the way around, because it was the same thing with Alaska. You could tell that Alaska was kind of still figuring stuff out, but then it turned out to be really, really funny in the end product.
But here's the thing about Alaska. Alaska went in and said, this is how I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
so,
had a plan.
Yeah. She definitely, like, went in confident. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this. And Michelle stepped in and was like, just keep turning. We're going to, and she continued her vision, and it came out hilariously, I thought.
Yeah. Definitely, hands down the best.
I mean, I like that she had a plan. I just hate that she keeps wearing that stupid wig that she wore as Lady Bunny. Girl, pick a new wig. And then when you pick a new wig, don't make it the Run Lola Run hair.
But I can't afford it because everything goes to... Never mind. I'm so tired of that voice, though. Ugh. Is that normal?
Hi.
I don't like when he talks like that. Hi.
It's and between then it goes, hi and then...
No, yeah. I just love Sharon.
Hi.
So Roxy, thick and juicy, smells so good you can eat it.
I would have said that.
She could, yeah.
Yeah, I would have just said that.
Even if you try to drink it, I mean, I would have.
You can tell she's starting to feel, I think it's weird because for her, she's doing like a backward trajectory. Like she's starting to feel more anxious after like bombing. She's starting to feel more anxious about going out there, which I think is weird because she also, there was reference to her being a pageant queen and not funny, but it's like she's funny. She was funny in the first couple episodes, so I don't know why all of a sudden she's having this like.
Well,
role
you know,
reversal.
this type of pressure cooker situation when somebody emotionally breaks down, and this is no excuse because I could care less if she makes excuses. Then you should just go home. But of course, I still love her. But when you break down like that, it's hard to come back from.
Right.
Maybe it's time to go home, girl. I don't want you to go home, but.
I feel the same way because I'm like it feels like she's just let her train run out of steam and it's just gone because her outfit in the not talking about runway but her outfit, I loved the like teacher glasses whole thing. I love that outfit, but it's like she just wasn't trying at all.
I think now she's trying to please people instead of just being what she normally does and just rip it out. It's all good for me.
Hey, sidebar, Martin. Can you hear me?
My aunt.
Yes. What's the number to the studio? We have a fan that's trying to call in.
The voice
424-256-1729.
That's it?
Oh, it's 1729?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for this one.
Because we're usually in the other studio. He's like, I called twice. He tweeted me.
1729.
Carlitos Way.
Thank you, my
aunt. Call
again. Carlitos Way.
Oh, is that him?
Mm.
Oh, did he already call in?
No, not yet.
Oh, he's about to.
Okay. So, do you have anything else to say about the commercials before we do Runway?
Oh, you guys were on Roxy. I felt like she could have did more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she was playing it too cutesy and too safe.
She's like, trying to please everybody now instead of just being herself.
Like, I like the whole, it was started off as like the teacher look and then she like ripped it off and she had like, because that's very her. But I feel like what she lacks is being funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been funny. Like, owned up to it. Like, I almost would have like, you know, had like a bucket of chicken or something
with
the perfume and been like, you know,
that would have been funny.
Like had the shot where like you're like doing the spraying the bottle of the perfume and then like the next shot the bucket of chicken and it smells so good you can eat it.
The next the next spray goes in her mouth and she's like, can I eat this?
Yes.
She could have done so much with that.
I had a little dancer girl one time. We were putting lip gloss, you know, dancers getting ready for their little show, and it was flavored lip gloss or something, and she was a chubby girl, bless her heart, she was really cute, and then she was like, this tastes, and she looks at her teacher's like, can I eat this? And she literally was eating her lip gloss like with 4 applications later. Come on, Roxy, get it together. Just be yourself.
Did we talk about Alyssa?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but we can talk more about her and her dynasty.
Why? What do you got?
That was it.
Yeah.
We
pretty much already said, like, she was funny, but it didn't hit the mark.
Where did you see funny?
I liked that joke, the secret. I thought that was funny.
Which, hers was bigger than, hers is just bigger? Or that
yeah, I like that. I liked that joke. I thought it was funny.
Again, I like the idea of the joke, but again, it didn't land for me. Yeah. No, I did like her shoes, though.
Yeah. Her shoes landed.
It was kind of boring, and I mean, you could tell.
Kind of. What are you talking about? Kind of.
She just didn't know. She didn't know what she was doing.
Birds of a feather. Who do we think was bad? Coco and Alyssa.
Oh.
I liked Ivy better than both of them. Hey, caller.
Oh. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Who are you, caller?
Hi, my name is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Don't be shy, Brian. Speak up.
What's up?
Hi. What topic are you guys on now?
We're all over the map, girl.
Yeah, we're. let us know what's on your mind. What are your thoughts that you had on the Monday night's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race?
I believe that everybody there is like was doing very well. I think she kind of like got in her head a little bit, mm-hmm. like with her like just mm-hmm. breezing by, and I think it finally hit her like I'm with some fierce people and it's going to be hard for me to go against them. And who else?
Yeah, I see that. Like, I think she started off really strong, and then all of a sudden she realized that she wasn't like she's not only the prettiest and the most talented, and she might have gotten a little choked up.
And maybe she's a little distracted by her little budding romance with.
Yeah, what did you think about that? The random crush now that Jinx has on Ivy.
Everybody deserves love.
I don't mean to disrespect that Jinx, but she just seems like the weird type, like the one that would like be your friend and like sit outside your house and wait for you or something.
Mm-hmm.
That is not weird. That is a true friend.
I do that to Tony all the time.
Yes, and I have to tell
girl,
her to go
when you're
home.
Scaling a 15-foot cement wall just to get to somebody, that's not a friend.
No,
it's a super friend.
Jinx is just one of those people. Yes, she's a little in her own little world, but sometimes you like to land on it and have a little fun.
Like a porcupine.
Oh.
A porcupine is not fun.
Sometimes it can be.
Cameron, get your life.
Did you like the mini challenge, Ryan?
I like the mini challenge. I just wish that it was like more time for it. Like, I don't know if
what you were trying
like,
to
find a way to expand it. Cause like, we didn't even get to see like the real challenge. All we was getting to see was like the men's walking out. That's it.
Brandon, you was trying to, not Brandon, Brian, you was trying to see a little bit more than just the men's is walking out.
He wanted more matching.
You wanted to see the matches. You wanted to see them draws. Go ahead.
I think Untucked should have had some more untucking.
Oh, no. No. What other thoughts do you have, Brian, regarding the show? Who's your favorite?
Right now I could say Detox and Roxy. I just like their vibe. Like, I think if this was like the little team thing, I think if they were on teams, I think they would like blow everyone out the water kind of.
Who's your top three? Who do you think are gonna be in the top three?
I believe it's going to be Detox, Jinx, and I think Alyssa.
That's interesting. And who are you rooting for to win to be the America's Next Drag Superstar?
I really want Detox to win, but it just seems too much of right for her to win. That's why I don't think she's going to, even though I want her to.
Well, keep wanting her to, but don't put that out in the universe that you don't think she should. Put it out there. I mean, even
no,
though it's already been filmed. But put it out there. Okay. Well, any final thoughts, Brian?
Well, next week, I think...
well, you know, next week Coco, they don't have a show.
I think Coco or Alaska is going home.
Coco or Alaska?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to see if that's going to happen. Brian, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter @Carlitos Way. That's Carlitos with a Z at the end and two Ys.
That's a lot of, that is a lot of stuff going on.
It's like
on.
My Twitter name or
and
Kenny's.
And your name ain't even, is your name is Brian. Where you get Carlito's Way? Why is it Carlito's Way?
It's a great
Way?
Movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I like the movie a lot, and, you know, I'm trying to, I'm doing the mobster thing right now.
Oh, you should have did Brian's Way. Because Carlito's
Brian's
already
with a Z,
taken.
Because Brian's with an S is boring.
Cameron Marston, get your life.
I'm trying to.
Brian, thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you for watching.
And go to iTunes and tell all your friends to download us and give us 5 stars.
Woo-hoo. All right.
Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Bye.
Runway. Okay.
Runaway.
So Coco, her runway dress.
I actually liked her dress.
I did too. I feel like this was an instance in where the print works because it's not with 45 other versions of the same print.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Right.
The print
like
I liked. Like
the print. The print, it was broken up. Like, it wasn't all the same.
Right.
Like, you got enough of a little bit. And then once you got to the back, it was, like, bedazzled out.
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't notice all of her accessories. Mm. But then in Untucked, I noticed, like, when she was talking with her hands and stuff, I noticed it. And I was like, yeah, the accessories are too much. But the dress, then the look is actually really good.
I think that's a constant problem of Coco's, though, is, like, making sure she edits. I think that's actually, like, another problem with Alyssa, too. Mm-hmm. Making sure they
birds
edit their outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, Coco Chanel says, take one thing off before you step outside your house.
Well, you think about it. A lot of the pageant queens are a little bit like that. Like, even Roxy. All she has to do is take off that stupid bowl. We'll get to it. But, I mean, you think about it. There's just...
No, we can do it now.
A little bit of editing. Edit.
She looks like a Teletubby.
But...
And you know I like Roxy's outfits, but she looks like a Teletubby.
Bless...
It was the wrong color.
Detox's heart
there
for
was,
not saying anything.
There was an umbilical cord.
I'm going to sink her.
There was an umbilical cord coming out of her belly button.
It was not placed properly at all. She could have did just fine with it just being a straight up bodysuit.
Oh yeah, put it on your shoulder or something.
It should not have been that color. It was terrible.
Give it some form. I think it was just sagging like a... Never mind.
Like a Teletubby.
Not sack.
It wasn't cute.
It was not cute. Okay, Alaska. This was finally...
Finally she got something different.
She did something different. Even though, you know, her hair was... Run Lola Run, it's something different, which
but it went with her
red.
Her whole yeah. thing of
red
by what
I said yay she's not doing the same thing
yeah.
Ivy looked beautiful, but I agree with their comment though, because
her face was beautiful. That outfit was not.
That outfit would have been beautiful if it was a different theme challenge. I agree that with was it Michelle's comment that if you're or maybe it was I don't remember whose comment it was, but they were saying that if your scent is about like dressing up and going out on the town,
that was not it.
That's not it.
No, she looked like
and she knows better.
No, she looked like she was waiting in the wings, waiting for 5, 6, 7, 8, and she was about to go out and do like a Ronda Jean like pirouette. Leap out.
Like a Vegas Follies girl.
It's just
girl.
Like she yeah. knows better. We know she can make a great dress. Why is she wearing that for her dress code outfit?
She's distracted by jinx.
She should have looked like... She. First off, she does not like Jinx. She has a husband.
I love Jinx.
She has a husband. Or at least a boyfriend, I know.
Not
but
anymore.
No, she...
She can have a girlfriend on the side.
We're not having a kai-kai.
Oh. Jinx is trying to.
Well, Jinx just... It was so random.
That was so random. That's how I felt. I felt like, you
can
know...
Can I tell you something? I have a crush on Ivy.
Let's stay relevant. Let me tell you a story.
Yeah, it just seems like...
She's calculated. Ew.
But you can kind of tell, though, now we're going back. You can kind of tell when they were... When Ivy came over to talk to Jinx about... You know what they were doing, their perfume and everything. Just Jinx's whole demeanor,
mm-hmm.
it was very like stars, hearts mm-hmm. in her eyes. And
I think she's serious.
Very cutesy, and she was all like,
I just feel that.
You're so dumb.
I feel that this might have been something that the producers had noticed up until this point, and then they were like, okay, now you have to go in and announce it to mm-hmm. everybody because it's not. Something I would have noticed unless you go back and look at it.
Mm, I know.
So
I didn't think that she was going to say it or admit it.
Right. I liked Jinx's makeup, though. I liked her flapper dress. She's gone a lot lighter on her makeup, and it looks really good.
About time.
And shame on Coco for trying to say, like, an Untucked. Well, if I came out looking like that, they would read me. But, A, you would never wear anything like that. But Jinx would.
Right. And then
so it all depends on your type of drag.
I think Jinx was completely valid in saying, I'm trying to do me. And then her point about saying we all come here to improve our versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, the notes I'm given are notes for me. And then the notes that Coco is given are notes for Coco.
Specific to her.
Yeah, which, you know, it makes sense when you break it down like that.
That's fine, but while we're on Untucked...
we're not really on Untucked.
Well, but we can
be. We mentioned it.
It's cool.
So the whole Jinx thing, I'm sorry. Before she started crying, she got a little sassy in her little sidebar confessional, and she's like, I don't really care what she says. But the bitch, you started crying. What the fuck are you crying for?
But you have to remember, the confessional is filmed much later.
That's fine. But don't try and act hard... Because I'm sure it was filmed after, but you're trying to act hard when eventually you cried in the episode. Because what are you crying for? It's a competition. Suck it up. You just admitted that you like somebody on the show. She just wish I don't like it. I don't trust her. Then again, she don't care what I think either, so whatever.
What anyone else thinks of you, Cameron, is not your business.
I got my life, though.
Oh, my gosh. Now Detox, I love Detox's outfit.
I did too.
I did. I that was perfectly Detox, like unconventional.
The concept was sickening. I actually thought it really was very couture, almost like, and, you know, like edgy.
Yes. I didn't agree with Santino that it looked unfinished. Like, I thought it looked very well made.
I think the other girls still looked very good, heads above the rest.
It could have been a little bit cleaner, but it wasn't unfinished to me.
No.
But then that's Santino. He angry.
It looked. Yeah. I loved her look.
Yeah. So Alyssa. Which they call Dallas meets Dynasty meets Knott's Landing.
Great look, wrong for the challenge, I felt like. If you are the spokesperson for your perfume, you should at least look like the product. You know, whatever it was. And since we didn't know what Alyssa's secret was.
Apparently the secret is Dynasty.
Apparently the secret is 80s vintage.
Right? Oh my gosh, she came out and the first thing I thought was Dynasty, and then they made that comment.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I've said this before, Alyssa's outfits, they continually look like Dynasty. They continually
She's
look
very
like that.
80s inspired.
And I just think that if we're going to then start talking about people pushing out of their comfort zones, it's like, you know, Alyssa, maybe you should try doing some other decades then. 90s had a lot of fun outfits.
While we're on
she could wear bell bottoms from the 60s or 70s.
While we're on the runway, and I can segue into the judges, I kind of feel like this. If you are going to have judges, they should be relevant to the challenge.
Yes.
Like, I didn't understand, although I love Aubrey O'Day, why was it Aubrey O'Day and Joan Von Art from Knott's Landing, which not a lot of people know that.
Right.
But I would have liked to have seen someone who, I don't know, has a perfume out. Someone that, you know, has done that, that could have critiqued them a little better with it. Now, I get it. We say that, and we can run a list of people that they probably could have gotten. But when you really get into the L.A. thing of things, like, they probably couldn't land those people. But at the same time, can we find somebody that, I don't know, was close to, like, that at all? Like, it's kind of like they have, it's like going into the office and having a board, and they have judges and they have challenges, and they just go, I guess that'll work,
shuffle and go.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, I feel like
Jackie, you shouldn't eat your perfume.
Yeah.
I did.
Bless your heart. But yeah, it just it didn't make any sense to me, and a friend of mine and I were talking about that, and I was like, yeah, They should have had some. There are so many celebrities with a perfume.
You think this runner is going to get fired?
Here's the thing: is there are even a lot of reality TV personalities that have perfumes that might enjoy, like, that might help them out being on another very popular reality show. You know, I know you're not going to get Katy Perry on the show, but
why not? She ain't doing it. Well, she wasn't when they were filming.
Oh, my God. But I'm just saying that, like, if you, you know, if you shoot for, like a couple of other, there are so many reality stars out there that have fragrances, you know.
You couldn't get
a lower-tiered Kardashian?
Khloe. Khloe got one.
Yeah.
Khloe Kardashian. She wasn't busy.
I can guarantee you she wasn't busy, and she would love the screen time probably.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then even last week, thinking about the comedy challenge, like the first thing I kept thinking was like, who are these comedians that are sitting here? Like I didn't know them. Did anyone else?
I knew Jinx Bruce Flange.
Bruce Flange, of course. Yeah, we know him. But like the three other people who were like helping them, you know, be funny and their material and stuff, I had no idea who those people two girls were.
Yeah. It's a little hard when you have to explain to your audience, like...
Like, if they had gotten Angelica Johnson, Bonquiqui, we would have known that. We would have known of her, you know? Somebody.
It's true. I do feel like some of the... And then sometimes, though, you have, like, you'll have the choreographers who helped out with the routine or something being a judge. Mm-hmm. Now, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why do some of them make sense and some of them not? I don't know.
Right. Oh, because, like, the RuPaul ballet where Travis Wall and Nick...
Something Reenie.
Right. You know, they were also part of the challenge, and then Travis judged. Mm-hmm. That made sense to have it like that. But, like... Aubrey O'Day, Perfume. Joan Von Art, Perfume?
Agreed.
And I mean, if those people want to be on the show, there are other challenges that they could have
been part of. Or get your judges and then develop challenges.
Around them.
Right. Mm-hmm. This was just one of the weaker challenges in general for me in the first place, so it was...
Well, they all do some type of... video commercial something.
Right.
You know, I it's just that they, again, this cast is used to being pretty and they're resting on pretty.
Right.
And this show...
Well, not Jinx.
Well, not Jinx, but...
You have to be pretty to rest on pretty.
She's pretty in her own way. I thought she was pretty. But this show is pushing them to be more.
I think of the movie Little Monsters every time I see Jinx out of drag. Got that, didn't you? You like that one, Angie?
Oh my gosh.
I'm serious. Every time,
The smells. They said that Alaska had the best smell, and that everything else smells like Grandma's badge. She was she is funny. You know,
she's funny.
She just says a lot.
I think I'm watching the production of The Lion King.
Yes. Oh my god! And then Alyssa's. Somebody said it smells like a Kardashian sex tape. I forgot who that was. But
probably Santino, because he's dying for that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So apparently these didn't even smell good, but I'm still curious. I would have liked to have known what they smelled like. And I would also like to know, like, when you're mixing stuff, why would you just mix poo smells and then hand it to the judges? Why didn't they at least, like, try harder, you know?
Well, it depends on, I feel like, first off, they didn't have that much time.
Right.
And they're not chemists. They don't know what smells would go together. And then on top of that, when you do colognes and perfumes, you always have to test your skin as well because...
Because
that may be something else too. But I feel like they were probably just mixing some stuff together and just hoping that it came out okay.
Right.
Not Jinx. She seemed to have like some kind of process going until Alyssa knocked over all her little bottles.
Oh.
She got upset. And she doesn't even realize that she knocked over all the bottles. Cry baby.
What did she
Alyssa
say about
Alyssa can't go past her own
wig. Yes. But that is kind of like Alyssa though. You know, she's chuckling to herself.
Oh.
She's her own best audience.
Oh, girl. Girl, I can't say that, girl.
And maybe because I had some wine last night while I watched the show again. But for some reason, when Jinx was walking the runway, all I could think of was a poor man's off-Broadway version of Leah Michelle from Glee.
From Glee. I can't wait.
Watch it again and think about that and see if there's some kind of connect. Because I just was like, is she going to start singing?
Oh, no.
Where's Kurt?
Oh, no. Detox's commentary on Alyssa's secret.
Sickening.
Hilarious.
I don't remember that.
Here's Alyssa's secret. She doesn't know anything.
Oh, yes.
And then she just sat back like, I died. I've made a note of that.
In my community, or the where I grew up in my community, we expect queens to know how to rip, and I love it. That's part of the fun of it.
It's funny,
Ripping is different from reading, which is different from joking.
Oh, I know. I broke that down.
Oh, my Lord. Go to YouTube to read the breakdown. Watch our past videos. So Untucked, We talked about the Coco Jinx feud, and then Coco got the video from her boyfriend.
Hyper exploitation.
I mean, again, this is one of those, like, we're trying to make you cry sort of situations.
But that was, I mean...
But I also think, like, when Coco breaks down, whenever she starts to talk seriously and breaks something down, she has a lot of, like, really thoughtful and insightful things to say when she's not just lashing out.
Yeah, when she doesn't have her wall up and she's being defensive or offensive. But this is one of those places where I think I finally accepted that the producers who watch the show progress while they're filming it decide whose special video they're going to put in the pink box and run it that way, because she's having all this drama, breaking down. It just seems hyper exploitative.
Exploitative.
That one.
But I mean, she has some very insightful comments. Like when she was talking about her parents and she says, I feel like I didn't give them everything they gave me and they gave me so much. And I think that, you know, sometimes one parent or the other, like people can have a feeling like that about a person who was their caretaker growing up, you know, because you feel you get older and you're like, oh, they gave me so much. How do I give it back? And so she has, to me, she has some really insightful comments when she's not just all over the
place.
And
again, though, I think that comes with life and life experience. She's the eldest in the group, so she's been around a couple blocks.
Who said she was so mouthy she acted like you would think she won The Apprentice? Is that Coco about Aubrey? That was a really funny comment.
That was Coco ripping Aubrey.
There were some great...
Well, she won The Apprentice.
There were some great, like, rips in this episode.
I think Coco can rip.
Any other comments? Questions? Concerns?
I liked Rue's dress. I didn't like her hair.
Oh, I actually
always liked her dress and never like her hair.
I liked her hair. I loved her, like, bouffant situation and her dress.
Yeah, the dress was nice.
Yeah.
I always liked Rue's look.
That was one of my favorites. So, news and gossip?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Tony?
So, RuPaul's Drag Race is still up for many awards on Reality Awards. They're having a big doo-la-la show in April. Mm-hmm. So go and vote. Voting is happening now. Go to, I totally forgot the...
Go to Google.
Well, while you look for that, I'm probably wondering. I'm thinking that maybe the people that actually watch our show and listen are going, are they going to talk about the lip sync for your life?
First of all,
it was that uneventful.
First of all, there's no need to talk about the lip sync for your life, because apparently somebody wasn't trying to lip sync for their life, because the second that beat hit, Ivy didn't have it. Like, she was going home. Like, enough said, done.
She was just standing and seeing, like, she had to poop. It was like
she was owning that spot, but there were many other spots that she should have taken.
All right.
Oh, okay, I have it now. So please visit realitywantedawards.com and vote for RuPaul's Drag Race. They are up for many different awards. So go vote for them. Vote for them. Reality Awards. Realitywantedawards.com. Now until April 8th.
Yay. And I see that you guys have been commenting a lot, and people have been rating us.
Who's been commenting?
On iTunes. Nobody. Everybody. I read all the comments. I try to respond to everybody.
No. You know, we go through this every week. You don't try to respond to everybody. You do. Every time I go, and because now, granted, I love that y'all comment. I just go in there and read the comments. I don't reply back. I just chuckle to myself and then I keep it moving.
Ask him what he's looking for. He's not
just
reading comments.
He's looking for Tony Moore.
Exactly.
No, I'm not.
Don't try and play it. The first time we talked about YouTube, you said it out loud on recording, that I only go there to read stuff about me.
That was then. This is now. I have grown up since then.
But I will apologize.
Now he reads all the comments and still doesn't say anything.
Because I love to rip Tony, but I will apologize because I made fun of him and the three competitions, but you actually never said three. You only said two. We actually didn't say a number. You just said high school and college.
Oh,
but I ripped you about that, and I had a great time doing it.
Well, you tried to, but luckily, I still won both of my competitions. So
the fact that he's stuttering goes, oh, did I? Oh. I got you. You fumble, girl.
You
fumble.
Know have a seat. Have several seats. Actually, know what you can do? You can go down to LAX, where you work anyway, and you can hop on one of those planes where you can have a seat, and then you can have several
for
more
free.
In a different city.
First
class. Oh, my gosh. Well,
free.
That was fun. Let's move on to predictions.
now, your After Buzz TV.
No show next week?
I am changing my top three.
I predict that we're not going to have a show next week because RuPaul's Drag Race won't be back until April 1st.
Spring break.
Oh, is that why?
I don't know. I made that up.
Oh.
But maybe. Mm. Maybe RuPaul's on spring break.
Maybe.
Well, a bunch of shows are having a break, according to Phil's schedule.
Oh. Well, maybe it's that time.
I'm changing my top three.
Oh, okay.
To what?
I think it's Detox, Jinx, and... Well, I want to say probably Alaska, even though I'm not going to like that. But I want to say that because I think Roxy is letting her heart sink her ship right now. And I think that if she doesn't pick it up, she could be
in
trouble.
Her baggage is heavy.
Yeah. And I think that if Alyssa doesn't start changing her dynasty hair, they seem to love her dynasty hair. I just don't get it. It's the same outfit every week.
Mm.
Shoulder pads, hair.
Well, we all know that Michelle loves big hair, so whatever.
I feel like there's going to be a challenge where Alyssa is not going to... We're going to see her unravel.
Literally.
Because I feel like if you watch her in the workroom, she just seems lost. Like, she never has a plan on something.
Right.
Which, if you know some queens, a lot of queens that do run pageants, they have a whole entourage that pretty much does everything. They just go out there and they...
And they just do it.
Yeah,
and they just
kill it. They live
it
on pretty and body. Yeah.
And I think she just thinks that if she ever has to lip sync for her life, she is going to out lip sync whoever.
She's going to cradle the wall again. Are you changing your top three?
I still think it's going to be... I can't remember what I said before. I think it'll be Detox, Roxy, and I'm going to throw Jinx in there.
I'm going to go with Rolaska Tuck still, but I know that Jinx probably has a better chance than two of those that I've mentioned. So I don't want her to win, but she's talented. So rock on.
Whatever. I mean, it just seems that like she's at least, you know, getting high praise in most of these.
Oh, definitely. She's a lot more polished and well-rounded since. She may not be a beauty queen, but...
She knows herself.
She's talented.
And that's what... I mean, knowing yourself is what got Sharon Needles the win last time. Knowing exactly what she is and exactly what she should deliver.
Mm-hmm.
So... And we had a big conversation last season about, you know, who should... represent, who should be the next drag superstar? Should it be someone who's an older type of queen, like old, I don't know, like more like a Chad Michaels, like a more traditional, that's what I want to say, traditional, or should it be more of like a Sharon Needles pushing boundaries?
Who do you think is in the bottom two next April 1st episode? Something like that.
I don't know.
Alyssa or Coco?
I'm going to say Alyssa and Coco in bottom two.
Oh my God, I was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
And that they were going to be in the bottom two.
And send both of them home.
No, and I think Alyssa's going to go home because they kind of mentioned Alyssa thinks that she is, if she ever has to lip sync for her life, she's going to kill it.
Yeah.
And then earlier, they were like, Michelle was like, I hate for anyone who has to go against Coco because she is going to lip sync for her life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is going to be the battle of all battles. And finally, we're going to see Coco come out on top.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Good. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. I'm Jackie Borowski. You can find me at 123Jackie_B. Either one of you.
Oh, hi. Tamakava 777.
Hi. I'm Tony Moore, and you can find me at Lounging with Tony on all platforms, including loungingwithtony.com.
Get out of my house.
Oh, you can also see me on...
Harlem Shake video.
Right. You can also see me here at AfterBuzz TV for Dance Moms After Show on Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
AfterBuzz TV.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.